Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, party people? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, August 12th. Great commentary on the podcast with Albert Breer. Thank you guys for the props. It's always good to hear when you like an interview and don't. And listen, some of you guys think, hey, man, you're too chummy with these guys. You're asking softballs. I get that. That's fine. I get those DMs. But I try to keep it real and ask honest questions that I care about and I think the audience will care about. And we've got one of those today. Sean King, not that Sean King, the rabble-rousing political guy who gets in all these fights on Twitter. No. The Sean King, the former quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was drafted in the second round. He played with John Gruden, got in some arguments with John Gruden. We'll talk about that. He just got a job at VSiN. He got into the gambling game. You guys know we talk about it all the time. All the time. The gambling gold rush. It's pretty cool. Sean King is now the host of The Nightcap, weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern on VSiN. Pretty cool. I think you guys are going to dig it. He is a super nice guy, friendly, and I may meet up with him in Vegas in a couple weeks. But before we get to the interview, just two quick notes. First of all, this Dak Prescott second MRI, obviously not ideal if you're a Cowboys fan. I do wonder how much of this is for Hard Knocks hype. Honestly, I can't imagine that the guy got injured chucking Hail Marys, as they said on Hard Knocks, or alleged on Hard Knocks, that he really got injured. I mean, this is the guy who took out to take a long time off football coming off that gruesome leg injury. And I thought there was just rust, but I guess we'll see. A second MRI? I mean, obviously that can't be good. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to go overboard. He was shut. He threw for 2 weeks and then shut it down. And they're waiting for a second MRI. We'll see. There was a big injury in the NFL. Listen, the Ravens did a lot to enhance their receiver core. They added Sammy Watkins, and they added Rashad Bateman in the draft, the kid out of Minnesota. Bateman had a leg injury. They don't know if he's going to be good to go for week one. And that's not ideal because I'm kind of pulling for Lamar Jackson despite him getting COVID twice and saying some kind of silly things leading up. Sorry, I had to go there. It's listen to what he said. It's silly. The Baltimore Ravens are located as close to Johns Hopkins, one of the top medical schools in the country. Okay? Lamar Jackson can go ask them any questions he wants. All right? Don't give me this, it's a personal decision. Just go ask the professionals at Johns Hopkins, Lamar. Also, he's on my fantasy team, and I'm probably keeping him. I've said enough. I'm pulling for Lamar. I don't have a futures bet yet on the Ravens. I think I will end up with one to win the Super Bowl. I think they've got a good chance to break through. They've got a really good team. Really good team. Take a look at that over. And one final note before we get to Sean King. I know so many of you took an interest in my car story, the hit and run that I talked about on yesterday's pod. This is crazy. And I'll be brief because Rob G does not want me going deep on this stuff. So the contractor for the vehicle that we thought hit my car shows up. And I go outside to meet him and he's got like this tape measure. And I can just see from the way he's standing that, you know, he's going to be like a little combative. And he starts saying, you know, my guys don't, they swear they didn't do it. And if you look at this, I said, let me just stop you right here. I'm not going to get an argument with you. Okay. It doesn't really matter what happened. My insurance is taking care of this. If you guys did it, great. If not, I understand. And I think that caught him off guard because, you know, listen, I'm not defensive about my car. It's 13 years old. Insurance will take care of it. I'm not sweating this. And then he goes, well, you know, I was looking around and I know there was a lot of construction here. And there's a vehicle right over there that has paint that matches the paint here. And I look over there and I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. And the guys who are near this vehicle at a different construction site see me and the guy looking. And one of the guys comes over. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are these two guys going to get in a fight? Is there going to be an argument? Jeez, what do I do? And the guy goes, hey, we saw the incident yesterday. I was like, oh, really? And he goes, it wasn't those guys and it wasn't us. And I'm like, oh? He goes, it was the UPS guy. And my eyes just dropped. It felt like a Scooby-Doo episode where you think you've got the bad guy. Not that there's a bad guy here, but you think you've got the bad guy, and then there's this massive curveball. And I was like, UPS guy? He goes, yeah, I got picture and a video. And I went, oh! And then just his head exploding, and we're all just start kind of laughing. And he didn't have video of the actual accident, but the guy hit my car. He turned, and I guess him and some of his guys come over. And are like, oh my gosh. And the UPS guy gets out, and this is what's crazy, looks and puts a note on my windshield. And then the UPS guy, you know, the guy takes a picture and gets a video of him putting a note. And I said, well, that's weird. I didn't get a note. What the hell? Oh, well, I don't know. I wonder what happened. Maybe he took it off, or it was a note for show because there were people around. And within like, yeah, I go in my house. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Within 3 minutes, the subcontractor, the guy with the tape measure, calls me back. Hey, Jason, the UPS guy is right outside on the street right now if you want to come talk to him. I was like, oh my gosh. So I run outside. I'm like, yo, what happened? And it's this young kid, and I felt a little bad because, you know, this guy's saying he did it. He tells the guy that there's evidence that, you know, picture and video. And the UPS guy's like a young guy, and I feel, you know, instantly he's like, honestly, I didn't know if I hit it. I didn't hear a sound. There's a lot of construction here, but I came out to look and I put a note. And I said, that's weird. I didn't get the note. And the guy goes, yeah, I mentioned it to my manager. And then he came later to see. And I guess he thought that, well, maybe that was already there or this isn't significant enough. And he took the note. I was like, oh, snap. Let me get that guy's number. So I call the guy and leave a message. And within like 20 minutes, he sends one of his underlings. Now, this is the weird part. The guy, you know, knocks on my door, and I don't have a mask. He's wearing a mask. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me get my keys. I come out. I take two steps out of my house. He goes, hey, are you a sports commentator? And I was like, maybe. He goes, yeah, I've seen you. Are you ready? I've seen you on ESPN. And I just put my mask on and don't say anything. And then he's like, yeah, you know, our manager thought this, but I got it. Can you just show me the video? Sure. Boom, 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 took care of it. Folks, this is what I did. After that, I went over to the young kid who got the video. You know, he looks like a, you know, like a 19, 20-year-old Hispanic guy. Super friendly. And I gave him a Benjamin. I said, dude, you just saved me a massive headache. I don't have to deal with none of this. Thank you. And he was like, no way. Are you, you know, and his like crew was around there like, oh my God. Listen, folks, anybody. And I told you guys the story how I nearly lost my iPhone in Hawaii at Queen's Bath. And this guy saved it underwater and I gave him $100. I'm not just giving away money. People who help me, I'm going to help you out, you know? And this guy clearly needed it. He's working hard all summer on construction. Thank you to the dude if he's listening. And now, without further ado, let's get back to sports. And Sean King, former NFL quarterback.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their general tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy who played in the NFL, and I love this. He just got a job in the gambling sector, which is popping off. We call it the gambling gold rush. He just moved to Vegas. Sean King, former quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, played other teams in the NFL. Sean, how are you, man?
I'm excellent, Jason. Thanks for having me on. I got to admit now, I am jealous of the name, Straight Fire Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I don't know if I could take full credit for that. You know, it's been a year, but yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming by. Listen, anybody who just moved to Vegas is always welcome on the pod because we love gambling. I want to ask, how has the move been? I don't think I know anyone who's moved during the pandemic. I'm assuming it was not fun. Did you go from Florida to Vegas?
Yeah, from Tampa to Vegas. And the move really hasn't been that difficult. I actually lived here in 2008 and '09. I came to play for the Las Vegas Gladiators arena football team. And kind of actually met my wife, you know, during that period. She was working for Randall Cunningham, who's a pastor here at his church. And crazy story. We met. I ended up marrying her. We have four kids now. She has family here. So it kind of worked, you know, but I will say this, the most difficult thing is not COVID. It's the fact that it's a seller's market from a home purchasing standpoint.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, you paid out of your tea. Oh, that's rough. All right. Well, I don't know. Let's start with the gambling. First of all, you obviously were a high-level quarterback in college and then got drafted second round. You could be completely honest. As a quarterback in the NFL, did you ever look at gambling spreads back in the day? Did you ever look at lines or see and know we're dogs, we're favorites? Did the coaches play that angle up?
The coaches played the angle up, but it wasn't specific. It was more like the public doesn't think we have any chance. They don't think we have any chance. And I think that's more a byproduct of my age than necessarily anything else. Because when I graduated from Tulane and was drafted into the NFL, you couldn't text from your cell phone. Like you had to have a two-way pager to text and a cell phone for calls. The internet was still relatively new. Like your email was on a dial-up. So
you were basically, all you were doing was downloading free music. Right.
The access to information was very limited.
Right.
So you really wasn't exposed to those kind of things. And they also were still taboo, you know, from a sports media standpoint. So it was something that people just didn't talk about. So it never was something that we actually dealt with, you know, per se. You know, but now we're in a different era. You know, the Cardinals just put a gambling apparatus at their stadium for home games. So, I mean, when you look at America, why shouldn't it be legal to sports bet?
There's no argument against it, really, except that the government can't get their cut. And that's what it boils down to. You know, they get their cut of marijuana now, marijuana legal in states, and they'll figure out the gambling because they're hard up for money right now. So let me ask about this. You just got a job at VSiN. You're going to be doing radio, obviously a lot of gambling. I think is Mike Lombardi there still?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I did some stuff with him at FS1. Very ornery guy. Very, very sure of himself. I like Mike personally. I don't think he's a huge fan of my work because I like to call him out sometimes on some stuff. But listen, that's what we do. Plus, he hasn't come on the podcast since we started a year ago. But I'm just curious, like, there's now an NFL team in Vegas, okay? You know, Vegas, obviously, ground zero for gambling, although New Jersey's trying to make headway. Do you see a lot of more people parachuting into Vegas for the weekend, watching the game, gambling, and this, like, adds a good element to the league? Do you think this is going to be more talked about than ever before?
Absolutely, because I think gambling is the new fantasy. Like, you know how fantasy football created all this new interest from people that were not necessarily hardcore NFL fans? I think once the gambling, you know, becomes something that people don't even view as taboo in any way, shape, form, or fashion, it just increases the amount of exposure that the game has, which I think is good for the game.
All right, let's turn back the clock to your career because, you know, the most interesting thing that I found, I mean, besides you winning a Super Bowl ring, is you played for John Gruden.
I did.
You were on that Tampa team. Now, you I guess you had started the year before or 2 years before, but I'm curious about something. Where are you on John Gruden as a coach? Because I know he won the Super Bowl, and that was over 15 years ago. But listen, Sean, he hasn't done jack squat since. Can we just be real? He has not been a great coach since, record-wise. Raiders have imploded the last couple years with him. I just don't know. I'm curious your thoughts of Gruden as a coach.
I think he's an excellent coach. You know, I think John is a high-energy guy. He's a very competitive guy. You know, he's somebody that when he's in your corner, he's all the way in your corner. I think what's happened is he has not gotten back to a roster that was as talented as the one he inherited in Tampa. Like, we had been picked to win the Super Bowl prior to John getting there. So he showed what he can do with that caliber player. If you look at the subsequent years after the Derrick Brookses and the Warren Sapps and the John Lynches had moved on to do other great things in their lives, he's never really been the head coach of a division favorite, let alone some team that people thought was talented enough to win a championship. So I think more so than his ability to coach, I just think they have to get the pieces there. Because if he has the pieces, he's more than capable of getting them over the hill and winning a championship.
So basically, Gruden is the cook who, hey, man, you do the grocery shopping. You just bring all the stuff. I'll make it. But he's not the kind of guy who can really pick the players, as has been evident since then, right?
I don't know if he ever has had full control of picking the players until now. I think he has it now with the Las Vegas Raiders. He never had that total control in Tampa. He had a lot of say-so. But again, a guy can be great at one thing and not necessarily deficient at something else, but not as great. But as human beings, it's hard to differentiate sometimes when you're on that scale. Okay, I'm really, really good at this, and that should make me really good at this, but that's not always the case. And it takes maturity and time to realize that we do have weaknesses, and then to be honest with ourselves about what those weaknesses are, and then put people around us who are stronger than us where we're deficient.
But back in the day when he was coaching you, I'm sure, you know, he thought he knew everything. He was a young, cocky guy, and he won a Super Bowl.
He had every right.
Yeah, he did. Any cocky stories on Gruden?
He got traded for. Like, when does a coach get traded for? I think they gave up, two number ones or something? Like, he might go down in history. Off the top of my head, I don't know any other coach that's ever been involved in a trade where he was the trade piece.
I think the Jets might have tried for Parcells or Belichick or both. I'm not 100% on that. Yeah. But you're right. Gruden was traded for. But what's he like? I mean, like, everybody knows him from the quarterback school that he did on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. And everybody, like you said, rah-rah guy. But I'm just curious, in the locker room, what is he like? Because a lot of people didn't think he would mix with Derek Carr, who's very religious and, like, doesn't say bad words. And Gruden, we know, famously curses like a sailor. What was he like in the locker room?
He was good. I mean, you got to understand, professional sports is not college sports. So, like, you know, on professional sports, whether it's NBA, NFL, MLB, you're going to have all these different personalities and moral compasses. And some are going to cuss, some are not going to cuss, some are going to be meat eaters, some are going to be vegan, like, some are going to party, some are going to go home to their friends. So, I mean, you're used to dealing with opposites or people that are different from you. And so you all kind of mesh, because the one common denominator is we want to be successful on the grass, and everybody's working towards that goal. So he was fine. I mean, he's a high energy guy. Sometimes if he has some other high energy players, I mean, there can be some banging of the heads there. But what coach doesn't get into it? You know, Sean Payton is into it with Michael Thomas right now, at least on the surface. That's what it looks like. You know, it happens around the league.
Did you never got into it with Gruden? You seem kind of a mild-mannered guy.
We've had our moments, but they were more so because I thought I was better than where he had me on the depth chart. And so if you're not going to defend yourself, no one else is going to defend you. But as you mature and you learn, one of my only regrets from my entire NFL career was what I didn't just shut up and hold a clipboard. I probably could have got 10 more years. I could have been Chase Daniel.
So wait, what happened at the end with you and Gruden? You could have been Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel's made a ton of money, by the way.
Hey, Jason, I would trade my Super Bowl victory for Chase Daniel's bank account. Trust me.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, now, you know, I guess you're right. Chase Daniel was with, what, Andy Reid, and now he's just getting passed around with
paid.
All the Andy Reid.
Oh, he's gotten paid. He's still on the team.
So if I recall it correctly, you were basically the starting quarterback. You guys get all, you fill in for Dilfer when he was hurt. You get all the way to the NFC title game, I think.
Yep, the Bert Emanuel catch. That was me. Then I started the following year. We went 10-6.
Started the following year.
Then it was Rich McKay and Tony Dungy. They were in control of the Bucs the year after the 10-6 year, and they signed Brad Johnson that offseason. So Brad came in. They gave him a big deal. He was a starter. I was the backup. And John came the year after that. And a lot of people don't know this. John brought in Rob Johnson to be the starting quarterback. Yeah. So it was
over Brad.
Yeah. And Rob just could never really, like, master the system and make John comfortable. So, you know, Brad's a veteran guy, one of my best friends still to this day. Shout out to Brad Johnson's son. I think he's going to be a starting quarterback at LSU.
I saw that.
Excited to see what he's going to do. But, you know, Brad led us to a championship, and that's, you know, sort of how it happened. Then they drafted Chris Sims the following year in the draft. And so that kind of was my
And you were just like, what the hell are you doing? You like Johnson, not Brad, the other one.
Rob
Johnson over me, and now you want to get Chris Sims?
Yeah, I felt like the child no one talks to at the house.
And so I guess at that point you leave, and do you remember?
Arizona.
Is that Arizona? Okay, who was the coach there?
Denny Green.
Was that the year where they, we are who we thought they were?
I think that was 2 years later, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Denny's a no-nonsense. Like, Hey, Denny's a great guy. God bless him. God bless his family. I know he passed away. Great dude.
All right, so let's quickly talk about the Raiders this year. Let's start there. Are they getting to the playoffs? Because they were close last year. If they don't choke against Miami and Fitzpatrick on one of like the all-time great fourth quarters last season, the Raiders are probably a playoff team. People forget that. They're kind of in that middle ground where they're always 7, 8, 9 wins in there. Are they a playoff team in the AFC?
In their conference, rank the quarterbacks in their division. In your opinion.
Well, their division. Okay, we'll go Mahomes 1, Herbert 2, Carr 3, and then Bridgewater Locke 4. Would you agree or no?
Yeah, and I think that's the issue. Carr has to take that step. There's not a reason that a second-year player in Justin Herbert should be ahead of Carr, who has experience and talent. So I think that's the key to the Raiders' playoff hopes. If Carr takes the next step and becomes a guy who can lead them to victory when the others around him aren't playing necessarily at a consistently high level, they have a chance. If he's a guy that needs everything perfect, then I think it gets really difficult because I don't know that they're so much more talented in other spots in the teams that they have to face.
So I guess the issue with Carr is, can he do that this year when they lost 3 offensive linemen from what was a really good offensive line last year?
I know it's going to be interesting. And it's kind of the unknown is what makes the season intriguing. You know, it's why the NFL is king, because every city that has a team is having this conversation. Did we do the right things in the offseason to create what's hopefully at least a playoff team? People have to look at this thing in this way. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were one of the worst organizations in the National Football League over the last 15 years. One offseason changed their entire narrative.
Well, one player, really. I mean, let's give the credit to Tom. I mean,
right. And so,
no disrespect to Jameis, although it is disrespectful to Jameis because he was terrible. But anyways, go ahead.
Everybody's looking for their Tom Brady. Sometimes it's not the quarterback position. Sometimes another position. Everybody's looking for that transcendent player that can change the conversation nationally regarding their organization. That's why you see so many quarterbacks taken high in the draft. I mean, you can't tell me that Zach Wilson is the second best player in this past year's draft, but the Jets are looking for that transcendent player. You can't tell me Trey Lance is the third best player in this draft, but they're looking for those guys.
Sadly, I'm a Jets fan, longtime Jets fan.
It's been a long season, brother.
Hey, listen, I don't want to read the reports about Zach Wilson struggling against the Jets.
The one thing that America is safe from is going to bars. J-E-T-S.
Oh, God.
It'll be none of that going on. I'm just telling you, that pick, before we move on, Jason, is going to age terribly.
Really?
I'm on record as saying Kellen Mond or Kyle Trask will be better NFL quarterback than Zach Wilson. Write that down.
Hold on. Timeout.
Write that down.
So you were in Tampa last year.
Yes.
And I'm trying to think, did BYU make any trips? I don't think they did.
We played them when I was at USF, but Trask was not the starter, which is one of my huge issues with – I mean, Zach was not the starter, which is one of my huge issues with Zach. The only year that he was great at BYU was the bubble year when they played Power 5 teams.
True. Okay.
To me, if a player – and I went to Tulane, so I'm talking about myself as well. To me, at that position, if a guy comes from a Coastal Carolina, a BYU, a non-Power 5 elite program, I think he should have at least 2 years of dominance to think that he can make the transition and be great right away in the NFL.
Okay, so Trey Lance, Carson Wentz, both of those guys went super high. Joe Burrow, what about Joe Burrow?
But Joe Burrow played at LSU, and he broke every record known to man.
Yeah.
He
was not good the first year he started. He was average.
We had a larger sample size. He got better. He got with a actual offensive coordinator instead of playing the Tiger ball they were playing his first year at LSU, where they toss the ball as they're running inside zone. Remember that play on the goal line? They always run.
The coaching got better with Joe Brady, no doubt. By the way, is Joe Brady the next Bengals coach in 2022?
Ooh.
I think it makes sense, right?
I was actually in Carolina for the Bill Walsh internship for the entire month of, I want to say it was April or May. It was May. And he's doing an outstanding job. And Sam Darnold, I think, is going to surprise people. If they can protect him, they have some question marks, the Panthers on the offensive line, but they have as good of a skill position group of guys that people don't know about. Strong. DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, they have some guys there. Like, to me, if they can protect Sam, they have a chance to be good because they're really good on defense.
We had Albert Breer on this podcast yesterday, and he said that, you know, keep an eye on Carolina making a move on Deshaun Watson. Carolina and Philly are, like, kind of behind the scenes really, really plugging hard. Darnold's kind of a stopgap, but I'm with you. Like, potential's there, but...
And let me be clear. Deshaun Watson's a dude. Like,
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. I know you're interviewing me. I'm on your show, but do the Texans not get the Donkey of the Decade Award? Like, they could have gotten a top 10 pick prior to the draft for Deshaun Watson and been able to draft one of the young quarterbacks that just came in this class and reset the entire organization. They don't trade him. Now they're in this position where all the quarterback needy teams just took quarterbacks in the first round.
But there's, I mean, listen, there's still option. Like, the Indianapolis Colts, Wentz already hurt. This is like a, can you make it happen in a year? Not the 49ers, but like, who else is out there? Carolina, Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts. I mean, there's a couple other teams, but it's Deshaun Watson's a top 10 quarterback, right?
Absolutely. And think what they could have got before the draft.
Denver. What about Denver in the AFC West? Bridgewater a lock?
Yeah, but what capital do they have to give back now? And I'm talking more
Bradley
from a
Chubb?
Texas standpoint. Yeah, maybe.
Tossing Chubb and whatever picks you want. I mean, you got to get a quarterback.
So I guess the other question is, if they can't trade Deshaun Watson, who's the day one starter for the Texans?
I think it's Davis Mills.
Tyrod Taylor. So they're going to...
Tyrod Taylor. Right.
They're going to pay Deshaun and he's going to stand on the sideline?
That's an ugly situation. I don't... Maybe he won't be on the side. Maybe they'll ask him to not come to games because it's a little bit dicey with the whole legal aspect.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's move on to some other teams here real quick. Okay. In the NFC, I kind of am irrationally into the Dallas Cowboys at this point. I know that we hear that every year.
Very irrational.
And I don't want to hear like the health argument because like, I don't know. I feel like all we do now, Sean, is like, oh, well, if the Lakers are healthy or if the Nets are healthy. Well, if the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, well, anybody is not healthy. They have no chance.
Right.
But assuming health to everybody who's healthy now, why shouldn't the Dallas Cowboys be one of the best teams in the NFC?
Because they haven't fixed their issues on defense. I mean, that secondary was the worst secondary I've seen in a long time in the National Football League.
The Jets. You didn't watch my Jets secondary, Sean.
Well, on a team with expectations.
Really, oh, damn. Fair.
They went out and drafted all linebackers. So unless the linebackers are going to play corner and safety, I still think they're going to have the same issues they had last year. You know, also, and it's kind of unfortunate for Dallas because they put so much draft capital into their offensive line, the time periods haven't meshed. Now they're really good at the skill positions, and I think they have a really good quarterback, but the offensive line is old and aging now.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. You're right. So we'll see. Can they outscore people? We'll find out really soon.
Tampa Bay Bucks, you were in Tampa last year when they made the run. First of all, I'm curious, your thoughts on Jameis when he was the quarterback in Tampa? Because there was always expectations. He had Mike Evans. He had Godwin. They had weapons. He put up monster numbers, but not always like good numbers.
Well, I think the best thing that happened to Jameis was getting benched and having to sit behind Drew Brees. That's the first time he's really got to learn from a Hall of Fame caliber player. Jameis has always been the guy. He's never really had to operate with the understanding that my mistakes have legitimate consequences and repercussions. Because if you remember, he threw all these interceptions at Florida State, but he's so talented, they were able to overcome him in the second half and they won a national championship. He won a Heisman. Same thing in Tampa. He threw a lot of picks, but he threw 5,000 yards and 30-something touchdowns. I think it was 33, if I'm not mistaken, on top of my head. So watching Brees and how he approached the game week in and week out, how he interacted with Sean Payton, how he manufactured big plays by just doing the right things as opposed to forcing the ball, I think is going to be a great learning experience for Jameis. And I think Jameis is going to have a really good year this year coming up.
So that sounds good, and I would agree with all of it because the offensive line is good. But have you looked at the Saints' wide receiver depth chart with this Michael Thomas surgery? I mean, Sean, we're talking about Marquez Callaway, Traquan Smith, somebody named Deontay Harris. Like, Ty Montgomery got injured today. He was carted off. Like, Chris Hogan is on the depth chart. I thought he was still playing lacrosse.
Here's what's interesting. The one position I don't worry about in the National Football League is wide receiver.
Wow. Okay.
I think that is the deepest, most talented single position in the entire NFL. I think there are a lot of second and third string receivers that no one's ever heard of that are capable of being first stringers and if given the opportunity. And this is where I kind of lean on Sean Payton. They always reinvent themselves. I mean, if you look at his tenure in New Orleans, they've been good every year offensively. And it's always a revolving door of the names at the offensive positions, but the results are the same. So this is kind of where you give him the benefit of the doubt that they have some young guys that are ready to break out and have a tremendous season.
I am curious, though, back to Tampa. When Jameis was the quarterback, right, they bring in Brady. Did you think, hey, we can go to the Super Bowl? I think they had 10 straight years, no playoff appearances. Did you think Super Bowl was possible?
No. And I think they made the right decision because of what they were going to be forced to pay Jameis. See, that played into it. Jameis was in a contract year now. So they had to make a decision from a compensation standpoint. And listen, the going rate is the going rate. You know, that's the one thing about professional sports that I wish fans would understand. If the starting quarterback in the NFL is making $30 million a year and your guy is up and he's your starting quarterback, then he's going to get somewhere around what the going rate is. And so being able to bring Tom Brady in, who really revitalized, re-energized, not just the organization, but the community's commitment to supporting the Bucs, I think from a business standpoint and an on-field standpoint, the Bucs had to make that choice.
So the Bucks, it sounds like there was like the, a come to Jesus moment after the loss in the regular season to the Chiefs. And Brady won whatever tug of war there was with Arians over how to run the offense. They didn't lose a game after that. They ran the table in the regular season, three straight on the road in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Yeah, there is some undefeated Bucks talk this year. I think I looked in their favorite in every game except one. I believe it's week three. I mean, listen, you're going to get this question a lot if they start hot. Being a gambling guy in Vegas, can this team go undefeated in the regular season?
Can the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go undefeated in the regular season?
The odds are very long.
Yeah, it's 50-1. So if you believe they can go 17-0, you should come to Circa and get down on that, Jason.
I think I just might.
I personally think it's worth, you know, $100 or $200, you know, just in case. Do I think it's likely? No. For one, they have to stay healthy.
Right.
You know, I think that's the number one thing. As talented as they are on paper, they have a lot of guys over 30. So the question also becomes if they get out the gates fast, if they're in a dominant position the last quarter of the season, does Bruce rest some of those established, well-known guys? And those are things you can't control.
I think you need to rephrase that. Does Tom Brady allow him to rest guys when he's like, yo, we can go undefeated? I almost did this in New England. And remember, I think it was a game against the Giants where people were like, oh, they're going to rest guys. And they didn't rest guys. The Giants almost got him. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, it was close. I think they won by a touchdown. Or Monday or something. Yeah,
it was a really good game.
Yeah.
The Giants ended up getting him in the Super Bowl. But, I mean, listen to what they played down the stretch, okay? Resting guys, their final four games, at home against New Orleans. I don't know what you think of the Saints. I don't think much. At Carolina, at my Jets versus Carolina. I mean, you can rest guys and still clean sweep those games. Now, early on, it's tough versus Dallas, at the Rams, at New England. If they get through that first month, I think look out. That's why I believe 50-1, there's a lot of value right now on that, Sean.
I'd agree. I know I've already put my futures bet in on the Bucks winning the Super Bowl. I think plus 850 is as good as you're going to get from a value standpoint.
Yeah, that's only going to go down.
Right. If they're good, it's going down. It's not going up. So I went ahead and took that. I might put something on the 50-1, but it's just like, For giggles. It's not like...
Right. Like, it's a lottery ticket. Where are you, by the way, on the NFC versus the AFC? I feel like the AFC is just way more stacked.
I think this year, yes. I think from a team standpoint, the difference to me is the NFC has a lot of star power at quarterback.
But not much else. Controversy around the start, like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, and there's drama. Oh, I just thought of another one. So... You were, as a rookie, you sat, I believe, for the first, was it 8 weeks until he got hurt or whatever?
Yeah, he broke his collarbone at Seattle. And I think I went 4-5-1 down the stretch, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
So where are you on a quarterback sitting early to get up to speed of the NFL game? And I'm using Justin Fields as an example. My guy, Zach Wilson with the Jets, doesn't have a choice. He's got to start. But there is talk about maybe they trade Foles and make Dalton the backup. I don't know on Justin Fields. Where are you given your quarterback experience?
Well, if I own the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields would be my day one starter.
No, jeez.
If I coached the Chicago Bears, I would not play Justin Fields until the second half of the season. And here's why. If I'm the owner, listen, I want the guy to get experience. You know, I'll make a decision on who's going to coach the team later. If I'm the head coach, I want to be able to go to the owner and say, well, we're going to go to the young quarterback now. In the second half of the season, if the first half didn't go like we want it, because I want to save my job. So I think there's some different dynamics at play within that organization, because that coach is on the hot seat.
Nagy is in trouble.
I mean, they've been trying to fire Nagy for probably 2 years now. So he's like,
and he fell ass backward into the playoffs last year with Trubisky. I mean, give me
right.
So I forget they were even in the playoffs.
Me too. So he's trying to make sure he has job security. But I think if you're doing what's best for the organization, because I think Justin Fields is one of those guys that people found things to dislike for no reason college career, you know?
I'm looking at they open against the Rams on Sunday Night Football. That's a tall order for Justin Fields. After that, though, Bengals, Browns, Lions, those are not good defenses. Vegas, oh, geez. So after the Rams, they play four like bottom 10 defenses. So maybe Justin Fields does win the job.
He should. He's talented. I mean, he's played at a high level on a big stage.
I'm a fan. I mean, I didn't like the smearing they were doing to him.
He has the best
revealing.
He has the best arm talent of all three quarterbacks there. He's the best athlete of all three quarterbacks there. He's the most physically gifted of all three quarterbacks there. This is not a season where Chicago is picked to win the NFC North or to be a Super Bowl contender. So why wouldn't you not go with the young quarterback?
All right, we'll wrap up with this, Sean. Do you have a Super Bowl value bet? Obviously, you said you have the Bucks, but is there a team with some value, you know, maybe later down the list who you think could surprise? Because I will say, I don't think the Bucks were favored last year early or even like top three or four, right?
Oh, I think they were because of Brady. I think they were like third.
Third, okay.
Yeah, second or third. I would say both teams are in the AFC for me from a value standpoint. That would be Tennessee and Cleveland.
Tennessee? Wow. Yes. Okay, you got to explain that one. I don't know anybody who likes him.
I just think adding Julio Jones to that offense gives them a lot more versatility, you know, with AJ on the other side, with Derrick Henry having done what, you know, he's done the last 2-3 years. So now all they have to be is a little above average defensively. And I think they get more back to what they were 2 years ago on defense. I think if they get in the playoffs, they're a tough out. You know, people forget they were ahead of Kansas City 2 years ago in the AFC Championship game in the second half of that game. KC had to come back and win it. So a lot of those components are still there. There's a lot of value there. Cleveland, the talent is there. If Baker Mayfield takes the next step, the next jump, sort of like Carr, then I think Cleveland has a lot of the pieces that you need, especially getting Odell back to go with what is probably – the second best running game in the NFL right now, and a defense that's really salty and difficult to go against.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the issue with Cleveland is A, everybody and their mom likes them. And B, they're going to have like 7 or 8 new starters on defense. And there could be 2 rookies, which that could take a little to get time to getting used to. And the schedule is real difficult. I think they go later in the season, Ravens, bye week Ravens. Like that is just unbelievably difficult. And that division's super tough. But the Titans division's a joke, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm a guy that doesn't really look into strength of schedule in the NFL because of the parity. Just from year to year, there's so much parity in the NFL. It's not like you look at the SEC schedule, like, you know, when you go to Vanderbilt, that's a victory.
That's like a 40-point victory.
Absolutely. Houston Texans are going to upset somebody. Detroit Lions are going to upset somebody. Like, the NFL is just a different animal from a parity standpoint. So I really try not to get too locked into strength of schedule from year to year.
It's funny you say that. I mean, listen, my Jets cost themselves Trevor Lawrence by beating the Browns. Now, I think the Browns, like every receiver on the roster, had COVID or something in that game. But, yeah, you're right. Upsets do happen. All right. Listen, Sean, this was great. I wonder how life is going to be like for you in Vegas. What is it, 110 degrees there today?
And, you know, it was hot in Tampa, but at least you had a breeze. You know, this heat is like oppressive heat.
Oh, yeah. Are you on a golf course, or do you at least have like a nice shelter out there anywhere?
Yeah, we got some places we can hide. But I try and stay indoors and only go outside when necessary.
Oh, gosh. All right, man. Hey, congrats on a good career. You got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, man.
And good luck at VSiN with the gambling. I'm sure I'll see you there in a couple weeks.
Just let me know, man. We got to do this again. Thanks for having me,
Definitely.
Jason.
Definitely. All right, Sean. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.